Hi, I'm Leo.
And I'm Ben.
And today we're going to be talking about shape and form.
Okay, so shape. A 2D area that is often outlined or defined by a line, texture, or color. It can be geometric or organic. When discussing shape, consider the following question. What kind of shape is it? You should answer it by identifying the type of shape, geometric or organic, and describing the shape. Form, a 3D shape which occupies space and encloses a volume and mass. It is measurable by its length, width, and depth. When discussing form, consider the following question. What type of form is being used? You should answer it by describing the form by its length, width, and height, and terms of the image.
In class, me and Ben did an assignment where we got another one of our small pieces of paper. We outlined it in black and then drew a bunch of three-dimensional and two-dimensional arrows to create shape and form.
You can do this at home by just like Leo said, grabbing a square piece of paper, outlining the edges in black, and then you should draw like eight arrows. Like four of them would be 3D, and four of them would be 2D. And some of them can like do loops. Some of them can go over each other. Some can go under each other, and you should draw the 3D shapes purple and the 2D blue, and then once you're done all that you color the background.
All right, so me and Ben thought of a good piece of art to show shape and form, and we thought of the snail. The snail, it is made by Henri Matisse, and what he did is he got a bunch of different shapes and put them on a background, so they were all different colors, and then the form was totally different of every shape. There were totally different angles and everything, so it shows a really good example of shape and form. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye.
Bye.